The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
Welcome to Moments of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today I'm going to be sharing with you like a continuation to what we had last week on witnessing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we took our key verse from Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "For you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth." Now, it's not a language of "you shall receive power" again. It's a language now that we have received the power from Him. And I remember we emphasized that mention of the workings of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers in making them witnesses. We emphasized that it gives us the boldness, it gives us the wisdom, it gives us the utterance, it makes the gift to flow in us, it gives us the conviction to continue to stand for righteousness. He directs us on who to witness to, like he did for Philip the evangelist in Acts chapter 8. He gives us all it takes in terms of the security and the required sign that we need to be an effective witness. You cannot be an effective witness without the operations of the Holy Spirit, without the working of the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a sound believer without the help or the aid of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that helps our infirmities. He's the one that enables us even to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives. God has placed Him in us like an engine in us to make us to walk. The integrity of your faith is in the level of which you allow the Holy Spirit to walk in you, to walk on you, to walk with you. And today we're going to be talking about how to activate the power of the Holy Spirit in us so that we can be effective witnesses for people to see. The truth of it is that if you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit is in you and you are not giftless. Bible says very well in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with all. Now the emphasis, my main emphasis, is in the fact that most believers are filled in the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost in them is not active. It's like somebody who has an account and has not been using it or has abandoned it for some time. If you go there, they will tell you truly is your account. Truly, you have your money there, but the account is dormant. Most believers have their account dormant. The Holy Ghost in them is dormant. They are not revealing Christ for people to see. They are just religious people going to church. John chapter 3 verse 20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you." So the works and the promise of God in you is a function of according to the power that works in you. It's according to the power. If it's the power is working at a low level, at a low voltage, at a medium voltage, or at the optimum voltage, to what level is the Holy Spirit working in you? You still struggle to pray. To what level is the Holy Spirit working in you? You still struggle with your old lifestyle. The Bible says He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ever ask or think. And now Philippians 2:13 says, "The one that works you both to will, when, and to do of his own good pleasure." Not your own good pleasure, his own good pleasure, his own purpose, his own counsel, what pleases him. So the Holy Spirit works in you both to will, in your will, your emotion, your intellect, your decision faculty, and your actions, both to do. According to the level of which is in you, that is the level of which He affects and reflects in your life. When you allow the Holy Spirit to permeate into all aspects of your life, you allow Him to have His way in all aspects of your life, then you'll be seeing Him walking in His fullness. Now, the first major thing I need to let you know about activating the power of the Holy Spirit in you is your knowledge of His abiding presence. Your knowledge of His abiding presence gives you strength to press for His manifest presence. When you know that He's with you, you can press more by faith for Him to reveal Himself to you. There's something about the abiding presence. There's something about the manifest presence. His abiding presence is the promise He gives to all of us. He said, "Lo, I am with you always." The promise is given to all of us. But there's a dimension of His manifest presence that makes Him reveal His glory, reveal His power, which is our major emphasis today. In John Gospel chapter 2, Jesus was invited to this wedding, normally called marriage at Cana of Galilee. The mother was there. Jesus was there with the disciples. They ran out of wine. If Mary had not persisted and brought Him in, Jesus would sit down there. And this is the principle of God. God won't bump on you. He won't intrude into your case without you inviting Him in. There must be an invitation. You find the one, Jesus was invited to the wedding as a guest. But at a point, Mary had to move from just being a guest to become an active personality in that place. The rest becomes story, because by the time you're going to be reading John chapter 2 verse 11, the Bible says Jesus manifested his glory for them there. He turned the water to wine there. It's the consciousness of his abiding presence that Mary had that moved again to the manifest presence where his power was released with ease. Now, if you know God is with you, take advantage of it when trial comes, take advantage of when trouble comes, and place a demand on him, speak to him. And that's going to be the next point I'm going to make. You must learn to talk to him like you talk to any physical person. If he's with you, then develop a fellowship with him. From your thoughts to your utterance in your mouth, develop a fellowship with you. This is one of the many ways of praying without ceasing. Jesus said in John 6:3, he said, "The word I speak to their spirit and their life." Learn to speak those words out. Learn to confess it. Learn to say what God's word says concerning your situation. As you continue to say it, you are activating the power of the Holy Spirit in you, because the Holy Spirit works with the word. The Holy Spirit works on the word. The Holy Spirit works by the word. So the more of the word in you, the more of his fuel to work. The more of the word you utter out, you speak out, you declare concerning your situation, the more of the power of the Holy Spirit that you'll be generating to work for you in winning souls, to work for you in doing the will of God, to work for him in letting his kingdom be revealed for the world to see. You take advantage of your communion with him, which is not just what you do in the morning, perpetually during the day, in your car, in the bathroom, in your office, on your table. And I tell you one thing, God is waiting for those that will give him that type of attention. You know what Jesus said to that woman in John chapter 4? He said, the Father seeks such to worship him. So, and the Lord is still seeking such that will come to him all the time. God always has something to tell you. It may not be on what you are asking. It may be about your neighbor. It may be about your country. It may be about your family. There's something God wants to let you know if you will give him attention. And the principle is, whatever gets your attention will give you direction. And it's also important I let you know, because sometimes we goof, we make mistakes. I do. And that's why you must never hesitate to repent and clean up. People that want to go up, don't waste time in cleaning up. Apologizing for ignoring his voice, apologizing for grieving him, apologizing for maybe once in a while you quench the spirit, the gift of the spirit wants to flow in the church, you shut it up, you are quenching the spirit. The Holy Spirit is trying to tell you something, you are insisting on your way, you are grieving the spirit. You must learn to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're talking to him as a person. He's a personality. Now, when you are conscious of his personality, you will also be experiencing his power. Your knowledge of his person exposes and positions you for his power. Before we go on a break, I need to also let you know that it's important you develop a strong thirst and hunger for him almost all the time. The principle about God is that you can't have enough of him. The principle is that your thirst set your mind on him. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. It says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty." So God is waiting for the thirsty heart for him to pour water. And of course, you know the water talks about the Holy Spirit. "And flood upon every dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon your offspring." So this is what the Lord is promising, that for everyone who is thirsty, Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, says, "Blessed are those that thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Increase your thirst and hunger, like you must have heard if you have been a frequent listener to this program, that your hunger is a sign that you are healthy. Your hunger and your thirst place a demand to invite him. Your hunger and your thirst place a demand to know there is a space in you for him to fill. The more of the thirst, the more of the hunger, the more position you are for him to flood you with the water of his spirit and of his power. We'll go on a short break, and after the break, we'll continue.
The word of the Lord came to me. Petra Ministry exists to raise a community of committed saints who would be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for services on Sundays at 81 Lancaster Avenue, Suite 211, Malvern, PA 19355. On Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 7 p.m.
You're welcome back. For the sake of this joining us, we are taking a continuation of what we did last week on witnessing in the power of the Holy Spirit. But today we are emphasizing on activating the power of the Spirit of God in us. And it's important for you as a believer to live in the fullness of his power for your life. To live in the fullness of his presence for your life. In your prayer life, you are the optimum. In your time to study God's word, you are the optimum. In your worship for God, you are the optimum. In your service, you are the optimum. In your passion for soul, you are the optimum. So it's important for you to also know fully whether you need to keep the right fellowship or the right company, the right relationship. If you want to activate the Holy Spirit, there are some connections, some people you stay with that keep you on fire, some places you go that keep you red hot. Acts 2 verse 1 says, when Pentecost has fully come, they gather together in one accord. They were in one accord. Where there is unity, there is a release of the power. The Holy Ghost reveals himself in an atmosphere of unity. Beloved of God, you must trust God to connect you with the right set of people. Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Beloved, get somebody on the cutting edge to be your friend. When Elizabeth met Mary, Bible says the babies in their wombs triggered. The babies in their womb gained life. They communicated why. One was carrying the Messiah, the other was carrying the forerunner. And the babies were in the womb, their mothers met. There was an ignition. Why? They were in agreement. They were in tandem. You need to trust God for those that carry the same thing you carry. When you meet them, there will be a spark. There will be a spark. There will be a spark of his presence, a spark of his purpose, a spark of his power. You need such people around you. And I need to say this finally before I round up, that you must learn to stir up the gift of the Spirit in you. Like I said in the beginning, you are not giftless. You must learn to fan, to flame the gift of the Spirit that is in you. You are not giftless. There is a gift. There is an investment of the power of God in you from the time you gave your life to Christ, which must be fanned and ignited for others to be a blessing in. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting of the hands of the presbytery. To stir it up means to fan it. And you fan it up when you learn to pray in the Holy Spirit well enough. You fan it up when you learn to be in the right community. You fan it up when you release it by faith. Whether you are right or wrong, you are rehearsing, you are fanning it up. You are steering it up. And finally, I need to let you know that you must learn to develop your hearing skill. Bible says in Acts 13, verse 1 and 2, that the apostles gathered with the prophets. They gathered together with the teachers. And they were there ministering to the Lord. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. So the voice came like the gift of the Spirit flowing. You must learn to develop your hearing skill. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. John 10 to 27. It's important you learn to develop your hearing skill. Why? Because the better your hearing skill, the better the flow of the Holy Spirit in you. Beloved of God, if you hear well, you will do well. If you hear well, you will be provoked to do more for God. And hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is an art. Hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is also a function of your communion, the depth of your communion, and the depth of which you tune to his channel. I need to close to let you know you are not empty. I need to close to let you know the Spirit of God is in you. If you are a believer hearing me, the Spirit of God is in you. The extent to which you allow him to flow in you, that is the extent of which you enjoy his presence and his power. As you are hearing me today, I'm praying for you that there will be a fresh ignition of his Spirit in all aspects of your life. In the name of Jesus. If you are hearing me today, you've not given your life to Christ, I give you this opportunity. Why not say after me, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I'll be glad to hear from you. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. You can also make a demand for this message. It will send to you on WhatsApp. Send the text message to the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. May God's word prosper in your life. God bless you.
You have just listened to the message preached by Pastor Chris Mene. For more information, get in touch with Petra Ministries USA, 81 Lancaster Avenue, Suite 211, Malvern, PA 19355. You can call +148 480 25618, +148 480 25618. Email petraministriesusa@gmail.com. God bless you.